This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Sarah E. Debick.
James D. Devenor.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are going to visit the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the Pentagon this morning. And they're reading the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks at Ground Zero in New York City.
And my beloved sister, Claudia Alicia Foster, today marks 17 years since you were taken from us. In those 17 years, your spirit continues to live on in my heart and in my memories.
Hurricane Florence now expected to hit North Carolina sometime late Thursday or early Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More now on hurricane preparations on the nation's east coast.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan speaking late yesterday as he joined Virginia and North and South Carolina governors in declaring states of emergency in advance of Hurricane Florence, already packing sustained winds of up to 140 miles an hour as it's expected to build to an even stronger Category 5.
At my direction, the state is currently taking steps to activate all available resources, including alerting the Maryland National Guard.
Change fees for major airlines being waived in the Mid-Atlantic region and the Southeast ahead of that storm. Veteran journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, is being released today. Among its many claims is top aides in the White House sometimes ignore the president's orders in order to limit the damage he can do. The White House calls it a pack of lies. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index hit 108.8 in August. Now, that might not mean much to you, but that was the highest level it's hit in its 45-year survey. Small businesses say they're planning to hire more workers, raise compensation, and spend more on capital investments. Juanita Duggan, the president and CEO of the Federation, is attributing much of the increase to President Trump and the GOP's economic policies. Interstate 5 in Northern California is open again after the Delta fire forced it to close for several days. Now, the fire is still burning north of Redding, but authorities have decided it's safe enough to allow traffic back onto the interstate. The Delta fire has burned about 50,000 acres in just under a week. Over 2,400 firefighters are still battling the blaze, which is only 5% contained. A new report says middle-class Americans are falling further behind the wealthy. The report from the Pew Research Center indicates that the median middle-class household income in 2016 was just under $78,500. That was 6% higher than in 2010, but during the same period, upper-income households saw their earnings grow by 9%. And a public vigil is to be held today in rapper Mac Miller's hometown of Pittsburgh. Miller died of an apparent drug overdose on Friday at 26. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Solemn day over America as we remember 17 years ago, 9/11/2001. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to be joined with retired Colonel Will Merrill in just a moment. Has written an award-winning book, a definitive book that's been out for a while on 9/11. You know, considering the ordinary people, extraordinary heroes, NYC, the first battle in the war against terror. The military writers titled it the Book of the Year. And the introduction was presented by Congressman Peter King, chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. And we'll bring him on in just a moment. Again, a rather solemn day here over America. And the colonel has just joined us. Colonel, thank you so much for being with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to talk about your book in just a moment. A little bit of background, ladies and gentlemen. The colonel, as I mentioned, is U.S. Army retired, graduated from West Point in 1958, served 31 years in the Army, 11 years overseas in Germany, Vietnam, Korea, and Greece. Colonel, like so many such as yourself that have served. I say so many, it's still relatively small in terms of percentages of American citizens that serve our military. That's a whole other discussion. I think our audience knows where I stand on that. I believe that freedom comes at a cost, and it's something that all of us should be engaged in defending at whatever level. We may not be in the military, but we have to think in terms of the greater cause, and I think that's what's at risk today, frankly, in our culture, is that people have taken freedom for granted, and they're not even realizing that they're like that frog in boiling water being slowly cooked. Just my opinion. Anyway, Colonel, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay. All right. I lost you there for a moment. Maybe you I was trying to just get the discussion going here, but let's talk about your book, 9/11, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Heroes, NYC, the First Battle in the War Against Terror. What motivated you to write this book?
Well, a couple of different motivations. I thought maybe it was starting to fade in the background, the story of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I also felt that there were a lot of younger people that hadn't really been fully aware of what had happened on that particular day. And you know, the response and the actions of the people on 9/11 that really set a standard for all Americans.
It really was a microcosm, wasn't it, of American exceptionalism? I mean, when you think about it on all levels, I mean, this could have been in any other city. There could have been another, you know, group of people. But these are Americans doing what Americans do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I think that this was a very good example of the sampling of American. We had not only firefighters, we had police officers, we had a lot of civilians and emergency medical trainees or EMTs, as you might know, and there were approximately 90,000 people that worked at the World Trade Center after it fell. Between not only on 9/11, but in the succeeding months after that, and you know it's tragic, but many of them are suffering because of that.
Right. Well, this was something that we reported on earlier today, and something that I know that we were going to get in discussion about that's been greatly overlooked, and that is that, yes, we lost near 3,000 people, I think 2,996 to be exact, that we lost on that day, including the terrorists themselves, but that people are still dying from the polluted air that they were subjected to on that fateful day.
Yes, they are. If you wanted to talk a little bit about that, I had a good friend of mine there, one of them that I interviewed in the book, John Vigiano, died about a month ago. You know, he was just a legendary firefighter. He had 15 fire department awards. He had tenant unit citations. He served 8 years in Marines and the National Guard. And he died about a month ago from cancer that he got while he was exposed out there. He spent 6 months at Ground Zero while they were looking for the bodies of his two sons. One of his sons was a police officer, the other was a firefighter, and both of them were killed that day.
Mm. Well, and that's the thing, as you mentioned, you know, first responders. Yes, NYPD, the fire department, you know, just a multiple number of civilians, not only from New York, but there were people coming in from all over the country, Colonel, you know, to help out with the rescue and recovery efforts.
Yes, there were. When you think of the police officers, there are just so many of them. I mean, there were 37 police officers from Port Authority and 23 from New York City police departments that were killed, along with the 343 firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them that I interviewed in the book, a man named David Lim, was a first-generation American. His parents were Chinese. He's one of the first people that was trained to use dogs to help screen passengers and people that were going into sensitive places. His dog actually lived in his house, was named Sirius, which is named after the dog star.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the South Tower when he heard an explosion, and he thought that they'd missed something. He heard an explosion. He thought they were in trouble because they hadn't discovered somebody coming in with an explosion.
Right.
But this explosion actually happened in the other tower. It was the North Tower, which was the first one hit.
Mm-hmm.
And he left his dog in a kennel just for safety reasons. He thought it would be safer there, and he went over to the North Tower. He went over there, and he was directing people to safety then. Meanwhile, their bodies were falling. He kept telling people, down is good, go down, go down. He reported in one place, he reported a body, and somebody that had jumped, you know, from the building.
Right.
And the person on the other end of the phone said, are you sure the person is dead? Of course, they've fallen like 110 stories.
Yeah, I was going to say, that number of stories, not likely. But that was the thing about that day, and we saw footage of it that was just heartbreaking. You could only imagine the choice that these people were faced with at that moment, either being burned alive or, you know, jumping and maybe hoping. I don't know. I mean, it's just like, okay, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die when I hit the ground, as opposed to being burned alive. And there were dozens of people that jumped. Of course, one of them we know landed on you know, one of the favorite priests there in the neighborhood, right?
Well, actually, that was a legend, but it wasn't really true. He actually died from asphyxiation.
He did. I'm glad you...
Father Judge, yeah.
Yes. And so it was by asphyxiation, not with by a body landing on him.
That's right. That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and this is the problem, I guess part of the issue, when you have these kind of stories in the absence of fact... You know, our imaginations can run away with us, and this is why in this show we're so committed to pursuing the truth. So I appreciate you clearing that up, Colonel. We've got more from Colonel Will Merrill. We're remembering 9/11 and the ordinary people and extraordinary circumstances. Stay with us right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, as Dr. Alvina King shared with us a couple of days ago, she says, Bill, we all bleed the same, don't we? Yeah, we sure do. And there was a lot of blood shed on 9/11/2001. We came together as a country. We were so unified. Colonel Merrill is with us, U.S. Army retired. We're talking about his book, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Heroes, NYC, the First Battle in the War Against Terror. Colonel, we were so united, 70-80% of America identified with, you know, what our founding fathers laid out for us in terms of being united, the United States of America, not the divided states, but the United States of America. E pluribus unum, from many came one, and this is what we're all about. Yes, we're a nation of immigrants coming from all around the world to support and get behind this incredible idea that our founding fathers, by the grace of God, were able to write up for us in our U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Incredible, the story that goes before us. But as Ronald Reagan said, you know, our freedoms are but one generation away. If we go to hand off the baton and the next generation is not there to pick up the baton, it falls to the ground. And, you know, and some of that that happens in translation is, do people really understand this American idea and the ideals of freedom that it supports?
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it is very disturbing that we have such a break and so much turmoil in our government at this particular time. At the same time, you know, I think about the wars that we have going on. We've got Afghanistan and Iraq. We've been mm-hmm. fighting there for
17 years.
Yeah, right. 17 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, where does it end? Well, can it end? You know, this is a new phase of war, is mm-hmm. terrorism.
Right.
And will we be able to stop it? I think that, you know, we have taught some lessons to some people, but still, there are always going to be terrorists, I'm afraid, now, at least in this particular phase. When I think back, you know, World War One was trench warfare. World War Two was had evolved. Now we had tanks and airplanes, and that outmoded the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went from there to Korea was still pretty much the tanks and airplanes, but then Vietnam started to be the guerrilla type warfare.
Exactly.
And then that was followed by the terrorism, you know, and we have to adjust to that, and I think we are, but now the one of the future is cyber warfare. You know, when it appears other countries can get control of our electrical grid and shut down places like New York City or Chicago or electric plants across the nation or banks and whatever. And it may not initially involve killing people like, you know, previous wars, but it would really completely disrupt the economy and the country. So that's something we have to look forward to fighting and being able to fight.
Well, the fact of the matter is evil has been around since the beginning of man. You always have that contention, that crossroads of good and evil. And that really is what needs to be appreciated here, is that what we're doing, you know, the choices that we're making, the words that we speak, are we advancing the cause for good or are we advancing the cause for evil? And what things are represented with evil? You know, chaos and things that are not consistent with a good foundation. But, you know, right now, all in the name of free speech and the information age in which we live in, Colonel, people are just very irresponsible with their comments. And I would say from the top down, I'm not saying just, you know, a couple of, you know, spirited talk show hosts here. I mean, this comes from Washington, D.C. All you had to do was look at the Kavanaugh hearings this past week. It was disgusting. There's nobody there to tell them, say, wait a minute, how irresponsible of you to speak in that exaggerated and hyperbolic manner. You represent the people of the United States. You represent, the guard for freedom and liberty and the U.S. Constitution, and you talk like a knucklehead.
You're absolutely right.
I'm very disappointed. You know, look, I understand partisanship. I appreciate that we need to have that competitive spirit that goes on. But it needs to be in the interest of ideas that we have this discussion to where our ideas can be formed. And the way our founding fathers, you know, established the U.S. Constitution, it wasn't like some kumbaya moment. Everybody, you know, got marshmallows and chocolate and some graham crackers around a fire and said, hey, let's all get along here. I mean, look at it was a battle of ideas. That's what has made America great. And what will make America great again is when we can have those conversations without fear of reprisal or invalidation, you know, to where people are kicked out of the reindeer games because, you don't agree with my conversation. I mean, we've been saying from day one, you know, I'm disappointed, frankly, in this partisanship. And I say Democrats, you know, as well as Republicans need to, you know, need to have the conversation. This is an all hands on deck kind of moment where we need everybody's efforts here in, you know, refining these ideas. As you mentioned, you talk about cyber terrorism. You know, what is going on? I mean, we're sitting here fussing and fighting over a selection of a Supreme Court nominee. And meanwhile, we've got some serious problems with North Korea, Iran, Russia with their meddling and that. And, you know, they love the fact that we've got our eye off the ball, don't they?
You're absolutely right. By the way, I spent a year on the DMZ in Korea.
Mm. Yeah. And what did you see there?
Well, we had a lot of incidents when we were there. I think that maybe we're headed in the right direction there now. But we had, as an example, we had one of our trucks was ambushed out there, and three of our soldiers were killed, just murdered out there, right in the DMZ, for no real reason at all. And we had a number of incidents like that. Another incident, we had some spies were exfiltrating, and they were in a river apparently trying to get back to North Korea when an explosion they had went off and killed them. Mm-hmm. And they found a camera that had photographs of every compound, every military compound from Seoul to the DMZ. And this was a long time ago. This is 1970.
Right.
But it's been a constant problem, and it would be very hopeful. I'm very hopeful that the situation will change and that North Korea can become like South Korea, a very well modernized development where people are living well and in good condition, rather than the poor people and the downtrodden people that they do have in North Korea. So I'm hoping that the Trump and the North Korean leader can get along.
Exactly.
Come to a good agreement. Yeah.
As you say, for the sake of the families. 9/11, ordinary people, extraordinary heroes. Time, we got about 60 seconds left, Colonel. Let's talk about, give us another story from your book. Somebody that most people wouldn't know or hear about.
Well, the man in the red bandana would be one. Well, good. Strouser. Uh-huh. He was 6 years old when he, admiring his father. His father kept a handkerchief in his suit coat pocket, and he asked if he could have one. Mm. And his father gave him one, but he also gave him a bandana, a red bandana. His father carried a blue bandana.
Uh-huh.
And he said, if you need a handkerchief, use a bandana, but the other one is just for show. Well, then they went to, as he grew up, he used that, he carried that red bandana under his helmet when he played lacrosse and hockey. After college, he became an equities trader, and he was out working on the 104th floor of the South Tower. Now, he was also a volunteer firefighter, again taking after his father.
10 seconds left, Colonel.
Okay. Well, he led three groups of people down to safety, and then he went down and was talking with one of the chiefs of the fire department when the building fell and he was killed.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the 17th anniversary since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, Vice President Mike Pence takes part in an observance at the Pentagon and has this message for Americans who lost loved ones on that fateful day.
We gather here to say that you do not bear that burden alone. The American people stand with you, and we always will.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are at an observance at the Flight 93 Memorial in western Pennsylvania, where passengers took down a plane that hijackers were planning to fly to D.C.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan as Hurricane Florence is making its way towards the East Coast, now expected to make landfall in North Carolina late Thursday or early Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the soul I breathe. You are the water I can win. This is how I flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Oh, by the way, good news. David A.R. White left us some DVDs, Blu-rays to give away. You know how it works because we're givers. We just pass it on. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, hey, look, if you want to be in the running, we throw them in the hopper, okay, like we always do. And, hey, you could be a winner, 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 chicken dinner, and have your own God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness, Blu-ray and DVD. Just drop me an email. It's just that simple. I want to read the back cover of our next guest book, Kim Chadwell. It's called Dripping in Grace, The True Story of Past Horror, Present Healing, and Permanent Grace. She writes, I learned that fear was physical. I learned that hours of silence was deafening. I learned to hide, but Marco Polo always knew where I was. I learned to not want. I learned to be invisible in a crowded room. I learned to laugh when pain told me to cry. I learned to be silent when words begged freedom from a closed mouth. Hearing words of accusation, I learned how to take the blow without tears. As the sentence of guilt landed while innocence hid beneath bruised skin. Many Christians lack not only depth of application to their words and their Christian walk, but also lack spiritual sonar, dipping daily, seeking and searching under the surface, looking for and picking up incognito behavior. Her book, Dripping in Grace, is an inspirational example of faithfulness and encouragement to persevere. Kim has a gift to communicate effectively, which God is now using to comfort and edify hundreds of others. This is what Bob Russell, a retired senior pastor from a Southeast Christian church, wrote about Kim. From orphaned to owned, has turned tragedy to triumph, showing how everyone with God's grace can grow and live in the fullness of happiness. Kim Chadwell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am fine, sir, and thank you for inviting me to join you today.
Well, you're an absolute blessing, and I love your very truncated testimony. From orphaned to owned. That is powerful. I mean, we often talk about testimonies here, and I really appreciate the blind man's testimony in the New Testament. Very simple, but very powerful and very personal.
Yes.
Blind, but now he sees. For you, orphaned, but now you're owned. You are in God's family, and being an orphan is just history, isn't it not?
That's right.
Yeah.
And the words are powerful that although my story, I was an orphan, and now I gladly and praisefully claim that I'm owned by Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, going back and recounting, for the sake of the book Dripping in Grace and how you got there, we're going to go from dark to light. So let's talk about that dark part of your life, which represents a true story of personal pain, neglect, abuse, and hardship.
Yes. I am the youngest of six children, and my mother was 14 when she married, and 15 when she had, I'm sorry, 13 when she married, 14 when she had her first child, and 20 when she had me. That was six children in 6 years. And unfortunately, there was a tremendous amount of neglect and hardship, abuse, violence. My father one day picked up a shotgun and shot my mother with a shotgun. She did survive.
Wow.
But mixed in the entire portion of the story was tremendous hunger on my part and neglect and abuse. And as I said, the violence and the alcohol. Eventually, the state became involved and we were put into foster care. And unfortunately, during the time in my foster care, there was a great deal of abuse. I think there was less accountability in the foster system when I was in it than possibly today. But it still goes on today as well. But at the time, I was tied up with ropes and put in closets, and I had sprays and liquids put on me, and I was smothered, and I was thrown so hard that my femur was broken. So I had a lot.
And this
of
is and this is why journey. And this is why you're in foster care.
Right. And then was put in an orphanage home and was eventually adopted by a family that I always say that had the best of intentions, and I know they did. But mixed in that journey, for dynamics I may not completely understand, but I was sort of the henpecked scapegoat member of the family, and there was a lot of control and abuse that went on there. And so I had a lot of pain, past horror, which is the title, the subtitle of my book, Past Horror, Present Healing, Permanent Grace. So there was a lot of past horror in my life. And however, I always knew the ending of my book was going to be about Joseph. And I put a very detailed, broken down journey of Joseph's life. And way back, it's in the last chapter of Genesis, but his statement that he made to his brothers at the end of his story is, what you intended for harm, God is now using for good to save the lives of many, sort of summary of his statement. And it jumped out on the page to me, and I knew that there had been so much done to me and so much horror, so much pain, hardship. I was bitter, bitter at God, bitter at life. Why was I cheated? Why did I have a bad deck of cards? Why was it me? And even though I was educated, I was doing a lot of the right things. I did go attend a Bible college, and I was strong in the Lord. I was a leader. But yet I never really addressed that part of my life. I felt that I had, but not to the depth that the Lord took me on that journey of forgiveness and breaking it down. And I had a vision that I write about in the book. And I began to totally apply, like you said at the beginning, that to apply our words that we say in tears or at the altar or in a situation with someone, but then later to apply it and have to live it out to get set free, that that was the journey that at the time I didn't know. But I look back now and I saw the choices that I made. And as I've shared in the book, that Joseph came down to one word, and it was choice for what he did with his brothers and family. And same with me, that forgiveness is a command. It's a choice. It's not about feelings. It's not about how hard you bled or how hard you are bleeding now. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's the ultimate hurdle for man. I believe it's above temptation. We have scriptural tools for temptation. Flee from the devil. He flees from you. And you'll never be tempted more than you can endure. But yet, forgiveness is one word.
Yes.
It's choice.
Yeah. And to walk that out is a whole other story. In listening to what you're sharing, it reminds me, we had a discussion with Elisa Morgan, her book, The Prayer Coin, that what she discovered is that, you know, when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, it is a coin. I mean, same coin, but two sides. It's a choice, as you say, there, and not a coin to be flipped and say, okay, well, I'm going to flip and say, okay, what part of God am I going to respond to? Well, God is consistent. He is sovereign. And whether it's Joseph or in your case or in many others, I mean, look at all of us go through this. We're not immune from this, because there will be choices that come along in life. It just happens. That's just the way it is. But who are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the sovereignty of God and be like Job and understand that regardless of the circumstances, can you still hold on to a faithful God in the midst of being in the valley of the shadow of death? It's one thing to talk about, as you know, Kim, but yet something else altogether when you're the one that's being thrown up against the wall, that's having your femur broken, and you just came out of a direct abusive family, and then now you go to a foster family, you're dealing with this, you're probably thinking, what is there a sign on me that says beat here, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I struggled with that.
I bet. I mean, it would seem like that would be a natural question to ask. Kim Chadwell is our guest. Her book, Dripping in Grace, The True Story of Past Horror, Present Healing, and Permanent Grace, it challenges you. I mean, we've all had our, you know, degree of horrors that we've had to live with. And what choice do we have? Well, we do. We have a clear choice. And we're going to talk more about that with Kim after this when we come back. 18 before the top of the hour. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
There's none other, and ever will be, but the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Welcome back. 14 before the top of the hour. We're talking about the true story of past horror, present healing, and permanent grace, dripping in grace. Kim Chadwell is with us. Kim, and I really want to focus in on the golden nugget that you shared. It is a word that's tossed around so haplessly. We talk about it. God was clear in terms of his command because, after all, Jesus said that, you know, they asked him, said, Lord, of all the commandments that we got, you know, bazillion commandments, started out with 10. Now we got, you know, volumes of commandments. You know, what is the greatest commandment? And, you know, unhesitatingly, the Lord quickly said, reminded them of their roots, which, you know, at the time, you know, those that were listening understood that they needed to love God with all their heart, soul, and strength. I mean, this is all part of the Shema that they recite 3 times a day, so that was consistent. Yeah. But the thing that shocked him a bit was when he said, and the second, as important, is that we would love one another. And so God really brought into focus the significance of relationships, because relationships at the horizontal level are so critical. He also knew that forgiveness was going to be vital, because we're human and we're knuckleheads and we make mistakes, some purposefully, some by accident. But if forgiveness isn't reigning, we are losing out on a critical commandment that Jesus himself spoke of, are we not?
Yes. And, you know, in my journey as a Bible study leader and teacher, and just in my circles over the years, you hear the statement, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Mm-hmm. I'll forgive, but I don't want to see them again. I'll forgive, but I don't want to sit with them. I'll forgive, but just once a year, but I'll stay over here. I'll forgive, but. Each and every one of those statements is nothing to do with forgiveness. Those are degrees of toleration.
Right.
Forgiveness is total and complete grace to an individual. I was asked not too long ago, what is my definition of forgiveness? And I have two definitions. One is that that person is worth it. Because it's so easy to dismiss and move on, or don't speak to them again, or change jobs, or change marriages, you know, or whatever those issues are. And we say, well, you know, I pray to God, but I don't want to see him again. I just need to move on. And, you know, the other is, maybe it's more of an application of, but it's to treat the person as if they've already apologized. And I think there are people that have apologized that we still may struggle with the forgiveness, but at least we've received that portion. But then there's a whole level of forgiveness for those who've never even asked. And that's what I journeyed with and had a hard time with. And I knew that when it became revealed to me what it was, I felt there was something missing in my life. I had all the Bible knowledge. I had the background. I was a leader. I had a good family. I was strong, and I felt like I'd overcome. And so much was going on in my life, but there was this something in me that just seemed like it was just there. It almost felt like it was being exposed in an odd situation. I felt odd in the room. I felt like I was the odd one out, and it constantly came to surface, no matter how many times I prayed, no matter how many times I was prayed over. And I realized at a particular night that it happened that I didn't need to pray again for a touch from God. I didn't need to pray for another word. I didn't need to pray for another revelation. What it came down to is it was time to forgive.
Right.
But it was a different level of forgiveness. I literally prayed on my knees that I was holding hands with this person and the other people, and I was walking into heaven with them. Because you see, our greatest offender can receive the greatest grace just like we did.
Right.
And they may actually greet us in heaven. Have we really thought about that? Because three hung that day, the holy, the humble, and the prideful. The one that said, oh, there you are. Let's show yourself. Get yourself down. The other one, remember me. And we don't know the extent of our perpetrator, our offender, our greatest person that wronged us, cheated us, lied to us, or whatever they did, that they may have that moment, even at their last breath, and say, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. And can we walk as a Christian? And we say we do, but yet we don't forgive. And we think that we've got it right, and we think we're walking purely, but yet we have this little book that justifies our behaviors and our reasons for not speaking, our reasons for not clearing the air, our reasons for not sitting at the table with the sinners. And we justify ourselves. And then we wonder in the crowded room, and when you're on a stage, what's that feeling in me? I just don't feel like I'm right. I think everyone else is normal, but not me. But what it is that our soul is speaking to us and tapping us and saying, tap, 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 tap. You've forgotten something. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another. Give them grace. I've given it to you. Please hand it to them. And when I realized that was the journey that I had skipped over, and then I actually just not too long after that, I had the application, and these four elements are in the book of the vision that I had. But later I had to apply it. You know, yes, I was on my knees. Yes, I pictured going into heaven. Yes, I even pictured and trying to tell God I mean it. Can she greet me? Can he greet me? Can he be the greeter at the gate for me? Because I know you can forgive them too. Well, I was in a situation where I was in the house that I actually was raised in, and she was older in years, and she had some dementia. And she asked me to do her hair. This is the woman that didn't allow me to eat. This is the woman that treated me horribly. But yet I was a Christian. Yes, I got the title.
Right.
I stood there, and I knew it was the test, and I knew I had to do her hair. And as I brushed her hair and did her hair and fluffed it, all these feelings were coming in my mind, but I knew I had to pass this test for the Lord to bless me. And this is another thing people have shared with me with all the response of the book, that there is such an empowerment in our Christian walk on the other side of forgiveness if we're willing to cross that bridge. And it changes our lives. It's a total different depth and power and insight and level with the Lord. I know this because I've lived it.
Wow. And for those of us who have experienced the chains dropping off, I mean, again, this is so key to our walk You know, Jesus said, look, at if you're holding something against someone, don't even come to the altar. Don't even think that you're worshiping me. You need to go square away that deal and then come to me and offer worship, right?
Yes, and there's an interesting piece on that illustration, that scripture. It's not always that you have the offense towards someone. Isn't it interesting? It says, if someone has it towards you.
Right.
So many times I've been in situations that maybe I was right, or maybe, you know, I really wasn't so wrong, or whatever happened, or maybe my feelings, whatever.
Right.
Then it says, no, if they feel an offense towards you. So there have been many a times I've gone to people knowing maybe I wasn't quite so wrong, but I knew it had hurt them. Something from their perspective, their angle. I've taken a cake. I call them my peace muffins or my Christian cookies. You know, I smile and say, no, I just want you to know I'm sorry. I was wrong. Or sometimes I even say, I could have handled it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, just that barrier. And I often say Christians are no different than non-Christians. We make mistakes. But the first thing they're going to say when something happens, I thought you were a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But what I say, it's how you handle your mistakes. And just recently, I had to make a phone call to someone. I had reacted. And for about 2 days, it was really bothering me. I was like, okay, that's hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. I know, because they're not believers. And I knew that they were thinking, oh, she was a Christian. She's written a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I called. I said, I was wrong how I handled that.
Mm.
I could have handled that better. And I got it off the wall. And guess what? The unbelievable communication has taken place just because I was willing to say I was wrong.
Mm.
And you didn't deserve how I reacted. And so often we justify ourselves and justify what's going on, and we forget there's someone that not only had that we've been hurt, of course, because we're always so focused on our own bleeding, but we don't turn around and realize how we may have affected others too. And that's where part of my healing started, was I really focused on myself as a Christian and my journey. And through that, with my accountability to God, suddenly my eyes shifted and I became more pure with my spiritual eyes, seeing my gap in forgiveness of the greatest offenses. And there was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my tears were justified, but I had to, came down to the one word, this choice.
Amen.
I had to choose it. To start.
Amen. Share the grace that has been given to you. Dripping in grace, Kim Chadwell has been with us. Kim, as we wrap this up, we got about a minute left here. The epilogue is quite profound, and there's a story there about Albert Einstein that a lot of people, I'm sure, have not heard. Can you share that with us? Is it fair to do that in 60 seconds?
I'm not sure I can completely, but basically, of course, Albert Einstein, we're not quite 100 years, but he wrote a letter to his daughter. His daughter donated many, many letters to the Hebrew University. And what's interesting is I have had so much feedback on that letter.
Mm.
And even when I was recording the audio, the Audible book, I almost didn't record it, but then I noticed so many people were commenting on it. But in a nutshell, he wrote a very personal letter to his daughter about the discovery of love and the power of love and how it draws people together. It's the greatest force there is, that God is love. Therefore, he's giving the mathematical equations and how to insert it in his greatest mathematical discovery and scientific discovery. And in the end, he said, if this is not the time to release this letter, I ask that you hold on to it to the latest possible time, until the generation is ready and prepared to understand the depth, that the greatest power, the greatest force in this world, in this universe, is love.
Amen.
And when it is applied and used, what it does for all of mankind. It's a wonderful, fantastic letter. And yes, it is an epilogue.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GC.